The change in the U.S. weather forecast has been suggested in some of the model data today. That change includes a ridge of high pressure that may build up across parts of the Midwest as we get into the middle to latter part of next week. This ridge of high pressure is going to change the pattern a little bit, forcing greater amounts of rainfall, possibly over the western Corn Belt and Plain states, while a little less rain occurs in the eastern Midwest, and we'll see warmer temperatures throughout all of the region. Now, the change, it may sound like it might be a little bit worrisome because it is a ridge of high pressure after all, but we have to remember where we are in the calendar and where we are on soil moisture, and a large part of the Midwest still has favorable subsoil moisture, and we do expect showers and thunderstorms to occur ahead of the ridge building that will likely take place next week. And as long as we get the rains as advertised and as long as we can maintain that subsoil moisture level, a lot of these late season crops will go ahead and finish out in a very favorable manner. Yes, there are some dry pockets out there that have not done very well with rain, and we will be watching those areas rather closely. Those areas include places like northeastern Iowa and southern Minnesota, southwestern Wisconsin, and a number of counties across central Illinois and also in parts of central Indiana. These areas are going to need a little more rainfall to avoid crop stress later on in August and early September. But the question is, how much damage can we really do to the crops with the situation being what it is? These crop areas are low on moisture and they are being stressed already, but if they get a little bit of rain before the ridge develops and the ridge itself doesn't last too terribly long, the impact on these crops may only be a temporary period of greater stress, and the impact on production may be smaller than what many people would expect. The ridge of high pressure is not unusual, and it certainly is not out of line with what logic says. The 18-year cycle has supported this for quite a while, that we would get beyond the middle part of August and start seeing some drier and warmer tendencies. As we go through this period of time and we do get into this pattern, it should set us up for some faster crop maturation rates as we get into the first days of September. Also, what's really important to keep in mind is that as the ridge builds up and then eventually shifts back to the plains and western Corn Belt as we get to the end of the month and early September, this will likely remove the risk of frost and freezes occurring early in the upper parts of the Midwest, since the ridge will be in place keeping all the cold air pushed way off to the northwest outside of Corn Belt country. And so that will help to support those crops in the upper Midwest, deal with the changing weather pattern and dealing with the fact that crops were late going into the ground and are still immature. As time moves along, we'll likely see a continuation of favorable crop weather, I think, for most of the Midwest. As we go into September, we'll get drier, though. Well, meanwhile, back here in the near-term portions of the forecast, I still expect to see rain and thunderstorms in quite a few areas as we go through this next 5 to 7 day period. And I am thinking that there will be a notable warm front in the upper parts of the Midwest at some point next week when the ridge of high pressure starts to build up, and it could produce some better rain than expected in some of those drier areas in Iowa, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. We'll watch for that. Our temperatures are expected to trend warmer, but over the next several days, they will be seasonable. We'll look for a lot of 80 and upper 70 degree readings occurring across the region on a daily basis, and we'll likely see the nighttime lows mostly in the 60s, but a handful of lower 70s will be possible in the southwest, and there may be some upper 50s across the north. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.